My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Lena Horne.
Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do?
Lena Horne was a singer and civil rights activist who moved from the Cotton Club in Harlem to the bright lights and big sound stages of Hollywood, and from which she was blacklisted.
Did I do?
She was unafraid to speak her mind, and as a woman, as an African American, she demonstrated the power that exists in being able to determinedly shape the reality that you see around you, which is not yet there, to name the brokenness, to name the sense that we as a society can do better.
You, night and day. You are the one.
She performed in 1941 in an extraordinary little club called Cafe Society with Paul Robeson. She had an endearing friendship with Billy Strayhorn. And during World War II, as a representative in the USO, she refused to perform for segregated audiences. Lena Horne was a disarming revolutionary, one who could charm you and change you at the same time. She represented the courageousness of a single soul who was able to stand tall and with her art craft a new world. So how do we affect change? As we see the world around us, as we pine away for something better, there's perhaps limited effect of being an explosive revolutionary. It's perhaps much more radical to join society and to affect change from within. And I think Lena Horne stood at both of those paths, in some ways publicly defying what she was expected to do as a performer, as a woman, as an African American, and at the same time devoting herself to the quiet everyday struggle of changing minds one at a time. And the ways that we are thinking through our culture and our society now is dependent on the legacy that people like Lena Horne gave us. And as she was agitating for these things, as she was taking courageous public stances, let's not forget that her art and her music was magnificent. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.